Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a faithful friend you are. We give praises to your name. Oh, Lord, we give praises to your holy name. For your name alone is great and greatly to be praised. Father, we thank you, O God, that you reign, Lord God. Let the people tremble. Let the earth be moved. Lord, we thank you this morning that you have prepared your throne in the heavens and your kingdom rules over all. Let men be blessed, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. Let men bless you, O God, in all places of your kingdom. Of your dominion, O God. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Let men speak of your glory, the glory of your kingdom, and talk of your power. What a mighty God you are. Let your kingdom come through deliverance in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we speak first the kingdom of God, and your righteousness and all these things shall be added unto us. So we thank you, Lord God, for the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, those things that you're adding unto us in abundant supply. We thank you this morning for what you're about to do. Have your way this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, we say thank you, Almighty. Thank you this morning. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you that you are Almighty God. Thank you that there's no God great like you. You said no good thing will you withhold from us because we walk upright before you. So, Father, we're giving you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, all the thanksgiving. We're so grateful. We come with grateful hearts to thank you this morning. Thank you, Almighty. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Because of you, we opened our eyes this morning. We are having the right. Yeah, our steps ordered by you. We have the right, the great use of our limbs. Our mind is functioning well. All of our body is functioning well. All of our organs are functioning at 100% capacity. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Oh, yeah, we thank you that you won't withhold good health from us. Oh, no. Yeah, you said healing is the children's bread, so we received that healing this morning. Physical healing, spiritual healing, mental healing, emotional healing, total healing in the name of Jesus. Well, good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. Today is Children's Day. Yay! The Lord loves children. You know children are precious to him. The Word of God says in Isaiah, all your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. Hallelujah. We thank God for our children. And Lord, I thank you that you said in Deuteronomy that you are one God. Teach the children from the time they get up to the time they go to bed. And Lord, Solomon asked for wisdom. And in his word, he said, hear, my son, your father's instructions, and forsake not your mother's teachings, for they are graceful garland for your head and pendant for your neck. Oh, yeah. Proverbs 1, 8 through 9. And David in Psalm says, children are a gift from the Lord. Yes, they are. They are a reward from the Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the gift of children. We bless the children today. And Lord, we thank you. Oh, yeah. You told the disciples, you said, don't stop the children. Let the children come to me. They are a part of the kingdom too. Don't hinder the children. Yeah, for the kingdom belongs to the children as well. They are part of the kingdom. Let them come. Children are important to our Father, and he gives them as gifts to us. We are blessed. When we have children in our lives, they bring joy around us. Yeah, they get excited. You give them a toothpick, and they're excited. You give them a popsicle, oh, my God. excited. They are excited about the small things. You give them a flower, they love the little things. It don't require a pony or a horse for them to be happy. You give them a small thing, and they are grateful. They don't grumble. No, they are grateful. I love to be around children. So we thank the Lord today for what he's done. He's done glorious things, glorious things. You know, I mean, when I say he's done glorious things, the word of God says, unto the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Well, this morning, as you know, it's Children's Day, and we are grateful for the children. Oh, yes, we love children like Jesus loved children. They are a blessing to us. They're the gift. And you know we all like gifts. We all like gifts. I thank God we have Karen Itell on with us this morning from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song. Good morning, Karen.
How are you, Miss Teresa?
I'm doing great, and you?
Doing good. I'm going to check you up on your What Am I Got restart. That's a good way to start the day off.
All right. Go right ahead. Long lives in the name of Jesus. So we thank you this morning for all that you're doing for all the children all over the world. You do not forget them. You don't forsake them, oh God. And, Lord, we lift up those who've lost children, oh God. Many people have lost children and have such a great heartache, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we ask you to console those parents, grandparents, the families that have lost children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for what you're doing in the families, oh God. Draw the families closer to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help the children to be taught about you in at an early age so they can have great peace throughout their lives in the name of Jesus. So we bless and honor you right now. We give you glory. You are the King of glory. Well, I thank God for each of you all this morning. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us this morning, Paducah, Kentucky. I don't know what the weather's like there, but it may be a little chilly. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. Good morning, Minister G. Doing great. The 7 degrees here today and cloudy.
All right. That sounds nice. Nice weather to me.
Yes, ma'am. It's not bad. Not bad.
Amen.
Yes.
What are you going to sing this morning on Children's Day?
I'll sing Yes, Jesus Loves Me.
Amen. Go right ahead.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Amen. Amen. Yes, he does. He loves the children. Not just the little ones, but us too. We're his children. So I thank God that he has many, 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 many children. And he loves all of us, especially the little ones. Yeah, especially. So we thank God. Thank you so much, Pastor Donna. We appreciate you. Hallelujah. Awesome. Well, we have Pastor Donna's cousin on with us, Jackie Travis. She lives in Jacksonville, Florida, the city that belongs to Jesus. Jacksonville belongs to Jesus. Good morning, Jackie. How you doing this morning? She'll answer me in a minute. Good morning, Jackie. She's on. She works with the senior citizens, so she may be working, but she'll answer me eventually. Yes, she will. Jackie? All right. Well, she'll come on soon. All righty. We thank God for each of you this morning. It's Children's Day. Yep, the children, the children, the children. We are thanking God for the children this morning. We have Minister Vivian on with us this morning from Louisiana. Oh, yeah, I think the children are on right now. Let me see. Hold on. Good morning, Minister Miller. How you doing? Jones. Minister Jones. Hello?
Minister right. Vivian?
Trying
Minister
to get
Vivian?
My phone off of you. I'm sorry. We on.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
She has the twins with her. That's their grandmother, Janaya and Jemaya. They are brilliant girls, twin girls, beautiful too. How are you all doing this morning, girls? Jemaya, Janaya, how y'all doing?
They're getting together to come back to them.
I sure will. All right,
thank
Jackie.
You.
Thank you. Jackie, did you, Jackie, can
yes.
you hear me yet?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm sorry, I was talking to Aunt Liz, but I was trying to get her on the phone.
All righty, how you doing this morning?
Today. Okay, she was in too much pain, so just pray for her pain. Release her
right.
and Miss Maddie. Yeah,
okay.
Miss Maddie, she's in the hospital, broke her hip. So pray
okay.
for her.
All right.
Okay. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Everything is beautiful in its own way. Like a stormy summer's night, and love's gonna find its way. 'Cause Jesus loves the little children. All the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Well,
okay.
we're going to ask Minister Vivian from Louisiana, New Orleans area, if she will pray a prayer for the children of the world. Good morning, Minister Vivian. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you.
Bless you, too.
All right. We're going to pray for the children of the world. Praise God. Praise God. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the children, God, all over the world, God. Father God, thank you for those, oh, God. Father God. As they grow, oh God, may they grow in the admonition of you, oh God. May they repent from their sins, oh God. May they call upon you to be their God. May they not be snared by the enemy, oh God. Oh God, bless all those that are sick, oh God. Oh God, heal them with your healing power, oh God. Oh God, we lift them up to you, oh God. Those, oh God, that are motherless, God, be a mother to them, oh God. All those that are fatherless, oh God, be a father to them, oh God. Oh Father, all of those, oh God, Father God, that are in foreign countries, oh God, oh, wherever they may be, God, let everyone know, God, that you love them, oh God. Oh Father God, and may they, oh God, Father God, not go through hunger, oh God. Lord, feed them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh God, help them when they can't help themselves, oh God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, those that been stolen into captivity, oh God, we pray that they be released, oh God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for those, oh God, Father God, that's in deep studies, oh oh God. Lord God, that you will help them to amount and accomplish the goals, oh God, that you have set for them, oh God. Oh Father God, oh Lord, there's so many things that our children, God, are facing in this time, oh God. Lord God, help them, oh God. Father God, that, oh God, to trust in you, oh God, to lean upon you, oh God, and not to entangle with the things of this world, oh God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, help those, oh God, that are being disobedient to be obedient to their parents, oh God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, no matter, God, what the parent is, help them to be, oh God, say, those are my parents, and I'm going to be obedient to them, oh God, so that they can reap the blessings of the land, oh God. Oh Father, oh, we're calling upon you for our children, oh God, those that are behind prison bars, oh God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, where they have fallen, Lord, pick them up, oh God. Help them to forgive themselves, oh God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, those that have been adopted, oh God, Father God, don't let them, oh God, feel bad because they're adopted. Oh Father, but God, but say thank you that someone loved me enough to take me on as a child. Oh God, but we pray that the one that adopted them treat them, oh God, as children ought to be treated, and not, oh God, get angry with them and get frustrated with them. And Father God, want to say, I'm sorry I adopted you, but God can learn to continue loving in spite of, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, God, that we all come from a child. We all have to grow up, God. We all make mistakes, oh God. Oh, but God, thank you for your loving care, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, thank you, oh God, that no weapon formed against our children shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Man, thank you so much. Awesome prayer. All right, well, are the twins ready yet?
Yes, ma'am,
Hello?
They're ready.
All right,
yes,
good morning.
Ma'am, they're ready.
Good morning, Janae and Jemiah. How y'all doing?
Good.
Oh, I'm so glad you all came on. Thank you so much. I just love you all. They live in the New Orleans area. So I thank God for them. What are y'all gonna sing this morning, girls?
At the cross.
At the cross?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, baby.
At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart. It was dark, I see my friend, and now I am happy all the day. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens in my heart flowed away. It was down by faith I will see my sight. And now I am happy all the way.
My love is there. This was alone. And the world goes free. All three, no more cares. It was everyone, and it was for me.
At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart blow away. It was there by faith I received
Thank you for having us.
Thank you all. Amen. I thank God. I'm going to ask your grandmother if she would say a prayer for children of the world and their families. Minister Hilda Jones, could you say a prayer for the children and their families of the world?
I'll be glad to.
Thank you.
Father God, I come to you repenting of all my sins, asking you to search and research my heart. Anything that's not like you, I ask you to throw in the sea of forgiveness. Father God, we come to you praying for all the children, God. The children, this wonderful work that this woman of God is doing this morning, bringing the children together. God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for going into the homes and touching it, that they may be obedient, as Pastor Vivian said, God, in the name of Jesus, that the parents would show them love and not get weary in well-doing. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, this pandemic has caused so much stress, so much pulling against one another. But, God, in the name of Jesus, you said you sent the word to heal us, God. God, we send the word all around the world to the children, that they will come together, that they will call upon the name of God, that their parents will teach them to call upon God, that they will walk and talk and call upon you, Jesus, to know that you'll never leave them, you'll never forsake them. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I speak the blessings on this woman of God, that she continue to do the work of God, that she continued to bring the best out of the children, that the children would have listening ears and would have a mouth to speak on high about Jesus Christ. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I should expand this woman of God border, expand Minister Carita border, God, from the east, west, north, and south, that she may touch children, God. She has a love for children, God. She has a love to bring the best out of them. God, in the name of Jesus, you said whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, you said to call upon you, and you showed us quite a great and mighty things, God, as you did for Sarah, God, about this time, God. Touch about this time, God, and enlarge our border. These things we ask. In Jesus' name, God, we ask in the name of Jesus, cause men, women, boys, and girls from the east, west, north, and south, give her the material, give her the necessary finances that she may continue on to reach the children, to pull them out of the miry clay. In Jesus' name, amen.
Ooh,
and
amen.
The words in my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer, I thank you for this woman of God. I thank you for this program. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for those powerful prayers. I appreciate you praying for me, too. Thank God for you bringing your grandchildren on every Children's Day. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. Well, we have a special treat this morning. We have Mother Ludell on with us from Applin,
yes.
Georgia. She's the youngest one on here. She's 98-plus years. Oh, my
yes.
God. February coming up, she'll be 99. The Lord say the same. So we're looking forward. She always come on and sing when she's feeling up to it. So we thank God for her. Good morning, Mother Ludell. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well, thank God. Doing very well. A little hoarse, but I'm okay. So I'm saying just one more time. Been quite a while since I sung, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Just one more time. Just one more time. Good Lordy, I'm glad to be in the number. Just one more time. Just to sing a song, just to sing a song, just to sing a song, just to sing a song. Good Lordy, I'm so glad to be in the number just one more time. Just to pray a prayer, just to pray a prayer, just to pray a prayer. just a prayer, prayer that makes me so glad to be in the number just one more time. Just to hear your voice, 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 that makes me so glad to be in the number just one more time, just one more time, just one more time. I'd say just one more time, just one more time. Good Lord, I'm so glad to be in the number just one more time, just to hear the word, 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 that makes me so glad to be in the number just one more time, just one more time, just one more time, just one more time, just one more time. That makes me so glad to be in the number just one more time, just to hear a prayer, just to hear a prayer, just to hear a prayer, just to hear a prayer. Good Lord, I'm so glad to be in the number just one more time, just one more time, just one more time. I say just one more time, just one more time. Good Lord, I'm so glad to be in the move one more time. You see, I'm still a little hoarse, Miss G.
But I tell you what, that was a beautiful song. When I grow up, I want to be just like you, Mother Liddell. I thank God for you. That was a beautiful song. We all have that desire to be in the number one more time. And we thank God you are in the number again. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you are a great example to all of us. So we thank God for you. Yes,
thank
we
you.
Appreciate you. We have Prophetess Prophetess Ernestine Lawson on with us from Jacksonville. We're going to ask her to say a prayer for Mother Liddell. She's out of the hospital now, but she's recuperating, getting stronger. So we thank God. Good morning, Prophetess Lawson. How you doing?
Good morning, Sister G and all those in Bible Story Land. I am doing well this morning. So glad to hear Sister Liddell sing. Amen.
Amen.
And I love the song. Just, you know, just glad to be in the number. And truly, it's glad not just to hear a voice, but it's glad that God has allowed us another opportunity to pray, sing, or give praises unto Him on today.
Amen.
Do you want me to pray for Mother Liddell?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Father God, we thank and we praise you, Lord God. For no man know the number of days in which he should live. But Lord God, you said, oh God, and you showed in Genesis that it once we cross over 75 and when we reach up to 80, it is by your grace and it's by your mercy. Oh God, so we thank you, Lord God, for keeping Mother Liddell, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that not only are you keeping her, but, Lord God, in the area of ministry, the ministry through song, the ministry through prayer, the ministry, Lord God, through the fact that she gives words of encouragement that her pastor, her church, and our other members, Lord God, will miss her, Lord God, even when she's not there. So, Father, we pray that you would just anoint her body once again, Lord God. Strengthen her, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the times and trials in which she has overcome. But we know, Lord God, she overcome it by your grace, oh God. Now, Lord God, not just in her vocal cords, not just in her hands and her feet, but, Lord God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, as you breathe on the waters, God, we ask you, Lord God, to let the power of the Holy Spirit breathe over Mother Liddell, oh God. Father, separating out anything and anything that is not like you, Lord God. Restore her youth like an eagle, Lord God. Pluck out and take out, Lord God, anything, Lord God, that is not allowing her, Lord God, to be youthful in her old age, God. Because you said you're going to restore the youth, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that as she sang and prayed, Lord God, oh, God, that your anointing, Lord God, would just flow on her one more time, God. Like Samson, oh God, Father, let her, when she wakes up, let her shake herself. And, Lord God, and realize, Lord God, that you're there. Oh, Father, we just praise you and we give you glory, God. Now, God, who can do exceedingly above all I can ask or think. God, you know what she needs, Lord God, not just in her physical body. Oh, God, not just in her health, but just in her home, God. Bless her everywhere, Lord God. Strengthen her body, oh, God. And, Father, we'll give you all the praise and the honor in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Healing vocal cords. Yes.
Thank you. I needed that.
Amen. Thank you. We love you, Mother Ludell. We are always grateful when you can come on, sing those songs of joy and praise unto the Lord. We are all glad to be in the number one more time. We're so grateful you sang that song. It reminds us to be grateful to the Father. Amen, amen. Well, we have Mother Fanny on with us, another young woman. She's from Daytona Beach, Florida. She and Sister Gloria Dean are both 84 years young, so we thank God for Mother Fanny, Daytona Beach. Good morning, Mother Fanny. How you doing?
Good morning.
Amen, amen.
I feel some better than I did yesterday. Thanks to good Lord.
Yes. All righty.
I'll be all right.
Tell now.
I'll be all right.
Each of you, yes, 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 Jesus loves us. Yes, Jesus loved the little children. And, of course, at the cross, the girls, the twins sing at the cross. Yes. Oh, my God. So we thank God for each of you, and we're going to be all right. We thank God that we are in the number again. Woo! Hallelujah. So I thank God for Mother Fanny singing that song and Mother Ludell singing right along with her. Oh, my God. Thank you for the strength. Thank you for renewing their strength, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Well, we are going to New Orleans. We have Mighty Woman of God from Marrero, Louisiana, my prayer partner, my sister in the Lord, Sister Glory Dean Charlo, Minister Glory Dean Charlo. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning out there to all in Radio Land and to the children, their parents, grandmothers, all that's helping their children. It's so beautiful. And, you know, the grandmothers, we always work with the children, always tell them something about the Lord, which is so good. And you know something? They remember these things. They do remember. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm glad to be here, and I'll sing this little song. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, I want Jesus.
hold my hand.
Don't know.
Walk with me, love. Walk with me. Walk with me, love. Walk with me. Walk.
I'd like to introduce to you my husband of 37 years, my husband and friend and pastor, 38 years, excuse me, pastor of Calvary Holiness Church in Casey, South Carolina, none other than Elder Michael L. Jacobs, Sr. And right before he comes, Prince John Michael is going to give us a song. Go ahead and sing, PJ.
Every grace is to our God. Every little worship is one of God. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah to our God. Every praise is to our God. God, my Savior, God, my healer, God, my deliverer, yes, He is, yes, He is. God, my Savior, God, my deliverer, God, my healer, yes, He is, yes, He is. Every prayer is to our God. Every word of worship is one of God. Every prayer is to our God.
Thank you, PJ.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my God. How old is Prince Michael? He's a powerful voice. How old are you, baby?
He's 7 years old.
He's seven.
And,
oh,
yes,
my
ma'am.
God. He has a powerful voice and a great anointing upon his life. We thank God for Prince Michael. All right. Well,
thank
Father,
you.
We thank God for you, Pastor Jacobs. Go right ahead. Bring the word.
Thank you. Thank you. We certainly honor God this morning, and Pastor G. We thank God and for the other ministers and pastors and men and women of God, youth and children. We so thank God for you. We thank God for this opportunity to come once again and to share with you on this Youth Day. We certainly bring you greetings from Calvary Holiness Church in Casey, South Carolina, where I reside as pastor. And we are very honored to be in fellowship with each of you from your different cities and states. And so we are glad to share today, and I believe that our main scripture comes from Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, which reads, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." And so we understand and know that is very true. And we appreciate teachings from the book of Proverbs, the writings of Solomon and others. And so today I would like to speak with you from a subject that I shared with our church on the beginning of the month during our Youth Day service. And I hope it be of some benefit to you, and I hope that it will bless your souls as I believe that it blessed those that were members of our church here at Calvary. And so the Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes 12th chapter, and it talks to us from verse 1, and I won't read the whole thing to you. It tells the youth to remember the Creator in the days of thy youth, that your days may be long upon the earth. And so, I heard Pastor G earlier talk about Deuteronomy chapter 6, and in that chapter it talks about how we as parents should teach our children the law, even write it on the front of their head so they may remember it, teach it day and night. We don't want to ever forget our responsibility as parents. And certainly, we want our children to grow up to be responsible, but we must first display the responsibility of teaching them first. For the scripture tells us in Deuteronomy 6, chapter verse 7, it says, "And thou shalt teach them diligently, and thy children, and shall talk to them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between their eyes." And so before I get into what I want to talk about, I just wanted to remind us parents that we also have a responsibility to our children, our youth as well. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you now for this opportunity. We thank you for youth everywhere. I pray, God, that you will bless them name by name and one by one. Lord, remember them this day in a very special way. Lord, I pray that you give them the will and wisdom to have the fear and admonition of you, meaning respect of you, O God. And so we thank you now. We bless your name for youth that are represented by each family and church on this morning. Lord, I pray now that you will continue to raise them up, O God, that they will be great men and women in the kingdom for your building. We thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen. want to talk to you this morning very briefly from the subject. Do you know who you have in your house? Something that I spoke about, as I said, from the beginning of this month in our church. And certainly want to talk to you from 1 Samuel chapter 17. And many of us adults know this story, and perhaps you know the story of David. And David was turned out to be the greatest king of Israel. But before David got there, he was almost overlooked because his father, I believe, did not know who he had in his home. And so there are many times in our lives now when we have the tendency to overlook someone who is waiting to do and have the will to do, but they have not been asked. Parents tend to look over certain children because they feel that they don't have the ability to do what their expectations are at that time. I want you to realize and understand that children are just looking for an opportunity. They need our support. And so one of the reasons we tend to overlook children, overlook people, is because we fail sometimes in our decision-making to consult God. And when we don't consult God, we formulate in our minds what the outcomes of that individual may be. But I'm so glad to know that God is one who we can serve and will allow us to serve and doesn't judge us from the outward appearance. The Bible tells us that man looks on the outside, God looks on the inward parts of our hearts. And so we have parents who dare to see the dreams of their children because of the way they think and the way. But all they need, all your children need, is a little encouragement. Young people need encouragement. So David here was one who was, and if we would back up, was the son of Jesse. The Bible tells us that the prophet Samuel came down one day, and he was looking for the next king because Saul had been rejected. So he was looking for the next king, and Bible tells us that Jesse brought out his older sons, and they were handsome young men. They were strong. They were warriors. But he brought them out, and he paraded six sons before Samuel. And the Bible tells us that Samuel said, well, these are not the ones. Do you have anybody else? He told him, yeah, I got my youngest son, David, the seventh son, who is out minding the sheep. And Jesse, he beckoned Jesse to go and get him. And the Bible says that when he saw him, he knew that David was the one. David was the one that he wanted to be, God wanted to anoint to be the next king. Now, Jesse did not know that he had a king in his house because he was looking at the outward appearance of his older sons, and he was looking, he was not looking at this young ruddy boy who might be able to help them. And so he was anointed king, but did not take the throne right then. But he was anointed to be the king. And so all David needed was some family support. All he needed was to be given a chance. Sometimes in life, young people, all we need is to be given a chance and to have some positive encouragement. One of the things that we find today is when a young person makes a mistake, we are often ready to write them off. But we have to remember that we had some challenges in our lives. May not be the same that these young people are experiencing now, but we had challenges in our lives, and somebody took the time to see, to help us to make it to the next step in life. We are obligated, my brothers and sisters, saints and friends, to do the same thing. God is looking for us to extend the same kindness, same mercy that was extended to us. So David here now, he is has been anointed. So David, because, you know, Saul had the evil spirit, and later on his brothers went out to battle. They went out. The father asked David, being the youngest, to take his brother some lunch. Took his brother some lunch, and he noticed over there that they were in the battle, and he was he felt like he had the ability to help his brothers out. But without the family support, he had to qualify himself to let them know that not only have I been anointed, but I'm a warrior as well. And I am one who is able to take care of my father's sheep and certain situations. And so David, being a young man and realizing that his brothers were in the midst of a battle, felt like he was able to go in and handle the king, the great giant of the Philistines. Now, he was very young. Perhaps his father thought he was very inexperienced about being able to protect not only a nation, but those sheep that was in his care. So David, after questioning those of authority, by being Saul the king and making his brothers a little angry because he wanted to come out there and help them, I would suppose, and I'm paraphrasing, the brothers thought he was probably trying to show him up or be something. But David told him, he said, you know, while minding my father's sheep out in the pasture, one day a lion came and snatched one of the sheep and started away with him. He ran after this lion and retrieved the sheep, brought him back, killed the lion, grabbed the lion by his beard, killed him. He also killed a bear. He told him, he told the story to Saul and others. I have while minding my father's sheep, I had to take the liberty to kill this lion and this bear. And I feel now that I'm able to be able to go into this battle because I feel that this qualifies me to go into battle. But, you know, we find members of our family, they think this task is too big for us. They don't know because we really don't take the time to know who we have in our houses, in our families. We won't take the time, some of us, not all of us, to just sit down and discuss what it is that this young person has in his or her mind for the future. And then even at that, we must guide them. We must channel them into the direction that we want them to go because their minds are waiting to be nurtured, by someone. We find that young people, even children, are aligned themselves with gangs and other organizations because they are being nurtured by those individuals who give interest to them and ultimately have influence over them. So if we were to cultivate that kind of knowledge and to say, I'm going to train my child in the way that I want him or her to go. And I believe that, as the Bible says, they won't forget it. Oh, they may stray away some, but they'll always come back because the training will never leave them. And so if we would do our part, I believe that God will do his part. And so, but here, David's still in the midst, and he wants to go in to battle. He wants to help out. He wants to do. And I believe that when you have the willingness and the mind to do, God will help you. I didn't care what age it is, God will help you to do what you want to do. But we have to realize who we have in our house, our young people. Some of us, we have great doctors, great lawyers, great husbands and wives, and we have great men and women of God right in our houses. But we've already fixed our minds on what they're going to be. But God wants us to free our mind so that they can be able to work in their calling. We don't want to stifle the growth of our young people. And the reason why we do that is because we don't know what they want to do. We have to understand that time, just as we take time with the members of the church, the members of the neighborhood, as we witness to one another, we have to witness and take time with our youth, whether it be our children or someone that we come in contact with, because they are waiting to hear from us. Believe it or not, they may act like they don't hear what we're saying. They may act like that they don't want reproof and correction, but they do. They want it. And I often ask God to give me the wisdom and knowledge how to disseminate that knowledge to them where they will understand what I'm trying to get over to them or convey to them, because they need to know what direction they need to go into. So David now has an anointed king. He is about to find out that he has an anointed warrior in his house. And it's so important because, you know, the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 13, verse 22, and I'll just paraphrase it, said that David was a man after God's own heart. God knew David was. His father did not know, but God knew. And so we have to free our minds, free our souls, and let God bless. And so here's what God allowed to do for the nation of Israel by using this young person. Young people, remember that you can be used. You can make the difference in a situation. And so here David, young, he's not an older person. There's nothing wrong with getting old. But remember the Lord in your youth. Remember him in the days of your youth. So God can use you. God can work with you. God can do what he will with you. And so David here now comes and he goes before King Saul. He tells King that, you know, I want to go against the Philistine to fight with him. He says in verse 33, he says, and Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he is a man of war from his youth. Now, see, King Saul realized that this Goliath had been trained from his youth. David, on the other hand, been trained to be the conventional warrior that Goliath was. And so he tells him, he he reminds him, you're just a young boy. You don't have the ability to do what is needed to be done to help us to fight in the war. But here's what verse, let us read on and read down to verses 39. And David said unto Saul, thy servants kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him and smote him and delivered it out of the mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by the beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be one of them, seeing he has defiled the army of the living God. So David, now being a young person, being strong, the Lord calls the strong, the young because they're strong, he calls the old because they're wise, and coupled with that, that makes a good relationship. And so we have to always remember we need one another. We cannot do without one another because we're in this together. We're all a part of one body. And so he tells him that, you know, I'm not afraid of this giant. I'm not afraid of this uncircumcised Philistine. So verse 37 says, David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hands of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord will be with thee. David was so confident when he came before the king that King Saul was convinced that there's something different about this young man. There's something more different than I've ever heard of anybody. And so even today, there are young people right in our midst that there's a difference. There's a calling on them. But we got to know who we have in our house. We got to know who we have in our church, in our community. We got to know that. And in order to do that, we've got to search. We've got to seek. We've got to ask God to help us, to give us the knowledge and the wisdom to know who to go to. And God will help us with that. And so David, verse 38, and Saul armed David with his armor and put his helmet of brass upon his head, and also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girt his sword upon his arm, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with thee, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him. And so David, now here, since they have recognized who they have now in the house, and it's a good thing to recognize who you have in the house so you can allow them the freedom and liberty to do what God wants them to do. David tells him, and Saul, he tries his best to help David, gives him his armor. David tells him, no, I appreciate it, sir, but I can't take this. This has not been proven, meaning that this gear is not comfortable for me. It's not what I need. David had his trust in God. We as young people, we must put our trust in the Lord. And so the Bible tells us David simply took bagged rock, five rocks and a slingshot, and he went over to the giant. Five little rocks, or as the Bible calls them, stones, and in this satchel, and goes over with the slingshot, and he meets this giant who had been taunting the children of Israel for about 40 days. And so he's tired now. He says, it's time for us to gain the victory. It's time for you to leave the people of God alone. And so we as young people, we are able to make a difference, make a change for the Lord. And we can do that. And so he takes his rock, He meets him. The giant began to laugh at him, began to mock him, saying that, you little boy, you think you're going to kill me with those few rocks and this little piece of equipment you have? But if God be for us, who can be against us? And that's what I want us, our young people to know, and our middle-aged people to know. If God is for our youth, who can be against them? We have to prayerfully turn our hearts to God, turn our plates down, and consecrate our minds and hearts and say, Lord, we don't write this generation of youth off, because we know that they have a contribution to make. And so as I close, I want to tell you the story, the ending story of David. David said, he puts his rock in his slingshot, and he hits this giant in the forehead, the giant who had mocked him and laughed at him and taunted the nation of Israel, falls to the ground. David let him know, this day I come in the name of the God of hosts. I come in the name of the Lord. Young people, we got to tell, for we come in the name of the Lord, and the Lord of hosts, which is Jesus the Christ, and he will help us no matter what challenges you have, whether it be with man, boy, girl, or drugs, gangs. God will help you through the challenges of life if we put our trust in him. And so David now, he hits him in the head. He goes up to him, cuts his head off, stands on him, cuts his head off, and he delivers it back. He told him that God would give him the victory. Had not they allowed him to go and do what he had done, they never would have seen the manifestation of what he could do. And my summary, don't overlook who you have in your house. Give every child, everyone a chance. I don't care how awful they seem today. Keep praying for them. Keep telling the Lord, there's some good in that individual. There's some good in my child. And make them feel that there's some good. Oh, you may have some challenges. You may have some doubts. You may see some things that you may say are gonna make me pull my hair out. But hold on to them. Don't give up on them. And that's the challenge I want to leave with you today. Don't give up on our youth. They are here for a reason, and God has them here for a special reason. God has us here for a special reason. That is to couple our energies together, to work together. And by us training and leading them, being good examples for them, they will follow. They may not come today or tomorrow, but as the scripture said, if you train them, they're going to come. They're not going to forget their training. And so as we move forward today, remember to give God the glory for our youth, because better things are coming, because they have a desire in their heart. They just need some support. They need somebody to recognize who they are. And so I want to say to you that I hope and pray that we will look within our families, within our church, within our communities, our schools, and even that weary one that no one seems to be helping to do anything. They will, that God will use you to bless them. I'll tell you the story, and I'll be finished, Sister G. My time as my children were in high school, I was fortunate enough to be PTO president, SIC president, and band booster club leader. On the band, there were some young men who were involved with gangs and drugs. And, of course, we identified them. And what myself and others took the liberty to do is to bring them in, to let them know that we appreciated them and that we did not want them to be a part of gangs, because the end of that would not allow them to have a good and wholesome life. But the first thing that I had to do is I had to gain their confidence, and I had to let them know that I really cared about them. And I want to say to us that you cannot do that just by talking. You have to show young men and women that you care about them, and they will know that you care for them by the way you talk to them, by the way you treat them, by the things that you do for them. And so I leave that with you. Get to learn to know our youth. The Bible tells us to know them that we labor with. And so if we can do that, we can discern what is in their minds and what is in their heart, and God will lead us to have a better relationship with them. So I hope and pray that something that I have said on this morning will help you as you go on your way, perhaps help some young person, and also help our youth as well. So we thank you for this opportunity. I want to thank Minister G for giving me this opportunity to speak to our youth today. I hope I have said something that will be beneficial to them. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you now for this great opportunity that has been bestowed upon me to talk to our youth on this morning. I pray, O God, that we look within our resources, look within our houses and our churches and communities, and see what we have, the precious jewels that you have given us, O God. Lord, help us to cultivate their minds and their hearts, that they may do that which is right in the sight of God. We thank you, Lord, for all parents. We thank you for foster parents, grandparents, uncles and aunts, and all those who contribute to the upbringing of the life of our youth. I pray, God, that you will strengthen them now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, O God, that you will allow them to grow in the fear and admonition of you. Give us, Lord, strength. O God, bind the hand of Satan now. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray that you have your way in their lives. Oh, God, develop their talents. Oh, God, develop their will and need for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you and thank you.
God bless you, Amen. Pastor Dick. I thank God. I heard him preach that message on Facebook a few weeks ago, and I said, oh, my God, you got to. I called and asked him if he could speak on Bible Storyland Children's Day today. He said, yes, so I thank God. It's an awesome message. Do you know who you have in your house? You got to know the children in your house, not only in your house, but in your church. Do you know who's there?
Yes.
Any of them sit on the bench quiet, but I tell you what, they're mighty children of the Most High. They have gifts and talents in them. I thank God for my pastor. He recognized something in me, and I was about 17, and he said, I want you to teach Sunday school. I'm like, teach? I didn't even know that I could teach, but I thank God that my pastor recognized the gift. So parents, pray to God and say, Lord, what are the gifts to my children? What can they do? So we thank God that he taught a powerful lesson, very powerful lesson. He gave those scriptures, Proverbs 22:6. They're familiar to us, Ecclesiastes 12:1, Deuteronomy 6:7. They're familiar to us, but they may not be familiar to our children or our grandchildren. You know, the word of God in Proverbs 17:6 says, grandchildren are the crown of old age, and the glory of the children is their fathers. So we thank God for fathers and mothers. You know, I want to tell you something. Salvation is the most precious gift that God gave us. His son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life that we would be saved. Salvation is a free gift, but it comes with responsibility. One, we got to obey God in all things. We got to learn to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And trust me, when we learn to love God with all of our heart, soul, and strength, we're going to obey everything. We're not going to pick and choose. Well, Lord, I obey you this, but not that. No, no. We're going to obey him in all things. The Micah 6:8, Micah was saying, these are the things that the Lord requires of us, to act justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly before God. And I want to tell you a secret in case you don't know. Backsliding is a sin. We cannot backslide. We got to move forward in God. So, Father, we cancel the spirit of backsliding, and we decree and declare faithfulness, steadfastness, unmovableness in the work of the Lord. We will continue moving forward. Uh-uh, we won't go back. We move forward. So it's prayer time. The Word of God says, you know, we got to make our petitions known before the Father. He's faithful and just to answer our prayers. Oh, my God. Thank God we're not praying in vain. He hears our prayers. So it's prayer time. Excuse me, my voice is just a little bit raspy, but that's okay. I still can talk, so I'm going to unmute all the lines. Anyone who need a prayer? I muted the lines and somebody's talking, but if you can mute your lines back if you don't want to hear your conversation. All right, it's prayer time. So if you have a prayer request. If you have a prayer request, please make your prayer request known. All right. I know we're going to be praying for Pastor Donna Hawkins. You have any special requests today, Pastor Hawkins? I'm sorry, you were muffled. I couldn't understand you.
We've had a lot of deaths here in Paducah, and we just need prayer.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Someone's saying something, but I didn't understand. Hello? All right. So we're going to be praying for Pastor Donna. Sister Jackie, I included Aunt Lou, Aunt Elizabeth, Miss Maddie. Any more special requests, Jackie? Your family? All right. Also, Mother Ludell, the senior citizens, Mother Fanny, Sister Glory Dean, and all senior citizens. Any more prayer requests? Press 1. Or just state your name and give your prayer request. Anybody? Prayer request. All right. Well, we're going to start praying in just a moment. We have Prophetess Lawson on. We're going to ask you to pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins.
Father God, we thank and we praise you, Lord God, for your hand servant, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, as the word of God came forth about the shepherd, that David was a shepherd, oh God. And I thank you that Pastor Donna Hawkins is a shepherd after your own heart, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you appointed her and positioned her, Lord God, as shepherd, Lord God, not just a Macedonian Missionary Baptist Church, but, Lord, her compassion is not is for the neighborhood, for people in the hospital between her and her husband. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you call them to be the shepherd of your sheep, oh God, that no matter where they go and where they travel, God, their heart, Lord God, it's the image of you, oh God, always wanting, Lord God, just wanting your sheep to come back to know you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for all that she put her hands to do. Lord God, bless her going in, bless her coming out, bless her church, oh God. And Father, Lord God, even in this hour of COVID-19, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for each one of her members. Lord God, you know them name by name and hair by hair. You know, Lord God, where they're at financially, physically, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, in this hour where pastors underneath so many stresses and strains. We just, Lord, pray, Lord God, that you cover her members, you protect her members, that, Lord God, that you let no harm or danger come nigh her members. And, Lord God, I speak to her body. I speak to her husband's body. We thank you for your healing virtue. We thank you, Lord God, that you have healed them and you protect them and you guide them. Lord, bless their children, Lord God. Let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling and the grandchildren, Lord God, and everyone that they duty bound to pray for. Father, cover, Lord God, the members of the church, Lord God. I remember that she was saying that there was someone who was sick that was in a church that had a stroke. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you continue, Lord God, to restore their health, heal their bodies, oh God, and deliver them from all harm and danger. God, we just thank and we praise you, Lord God, for what you're doing, Lord God, in the unseen world. And we'll give you all the praise and honor because, Lord God, it's by your grace and by your mercy that we're yet alive. Now, God, who can do exceedingly above all I can ask or think, bless Pastor Donna Hawkins, her husband and her children and her church, Lord God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God. Pastor Donna, can you pray for baby Chloe, 8 months old, baby Zoe, 10 months old, CJ, 9 years old, and the children that are not well, not well, and their families. I'm sorry, excuse me.
Gracious Lord, we bow this morning, acknowledging who you are. You are God. Beside thee, there is none other. Father, before I ask for anything, Lord, I thank you for the blessings that you've already bestowed upon us, Lord. Lord, I ask a special blessing on Zoe, on Chloe, on CJ, all the children, Lord. Lord, we just ask right now that you would bless them, that you would keep them, that you would protect them, Lord. Lord, that you would put your loving arms of protection around them so that no hurt, harm, or danger will come to them, Lord. Lord, we are so thankful for the children that you have given to us, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would help us to be good stewards over our children, that we would be the example, Lord, that you're calling for us to be on today, Lord. Lord, we love you. We thank you so much for what you're doing in the lives of our children. We thank you, Lord. Lord, I know that there are things that I didn't ask, but, Lord, you already know. I'm so glad you know everything. Lord, you know all about us because you made us, and you know what we stand in need of. So right now, Lord, we just ask that you would bless us only you can. We ask, Lord, that you would keep us as only you can. Lord, we thank you for delivering us. We thank you for saving us. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray and for his sinless sake. Amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Dunn. All right, Sister Minister Glory Dean, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Could you pray for Jackie Travis, her Aunt Lou, Aunt Elizabeth, Miss Maddie, and she has two daughters, a grandbaby Ava, and she takes care of her ministries with the senior citizens. Could you pray for that?
Okay, that's praying for her auntie, for Jackie's aunt, and Maddie. I was trying to get the full understanding.
Okay, don't worry about the name. Just go ahead and pray for Jackie as the Lord leads you. I called it out already, so it's good.
Yeah, I know it's auntie and different ones. Father, we love you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray right now that you forgive us of all of our sins, by word, deed, and thought, God, that you forgive us. And we thank you, Lord, as we forgive all others, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we lift up Jackie and with auntie and the different things going on with family, Maddie, and all, God. We thank you, Lord, that you take care of this family, God. We ask for healing. We ask, God, Father God, in Jesus' name, that they know all about you, God, that they learn your scriptures, learn what is about to be saved, learn what is about to be healed. Learning of you, Father God, learn how to praise you, God. Learn that praise you, God, is a great healing ministry. It's healing. Healing and praying and praising God, God. We thank you, Lord, that Jackie will take all these in consideration, God. God, and begin to praise God. As she prays, she should see her auntie and different ones in the family, God, being healed, God, coming closer to God, Father. We thank you, Lord God, because you know what this is all about. You know what it's about with Jackie, God. And I lift Jackie up, God. Give her strength, God. Make her strong in you, Father God. Let her use your word in prayer, Father. Touch mightily, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we love you so much, God. We thank you so much, God. And we love you, God. We can't stop loving you, God. And that's where you want Jackie to be in her family, God. They just love you and just can't stop loving you, loving you, and loving you. And I pray blessings upon this family in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Pastor Jacobs, could you pray for Mother Ludell, Mother Fanny, Minister Glory Dean, and all the seniors?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Let us pray, and we will keep in mind the names that Minister G has just mentioned. Lord, we pray now that you bless these mothers and these others that have been named in the name of Jesus. Lord, you made them, you know all about them. You see them now, oh God. Lord, whatever they need, I pray now that you will grant it in Jesus' name. Bless them, Lord. Heal them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. In the name of Jesus. Lord, do it for your glory, Lord. In Jesus' name. Lord, we'll give you praise and we'll give you honor now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you said to ask in your name. And that you would grant us our heart's desires. Lord, we come now. We're asking you, oh, to work a miracle, God. Oh, to do the things that we need now. In Jesus' name, Lord, bless their going in, their coming out. Bless all their surroundings, oh, God. Watch over them while they lie down at night, oh, God. When they wake up early in the morning to go to do the things that they desire. Lord, I pray, oh, God, that you will move in their behalf. And so we thank you now in advance, oh God, because we know that you hear our humble cry. And so, Lord, bless. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen.
Amen, amen. My phone is about to go out for some reason, but anyway, I thank God for each of you. I thank God for you all coming on Bible Storyland Children's Day. We may the Lord bless you, guide you, keep you. I love each one of you. Look forward to you all being on the Wednesday Bible study with us. And I will give, we give praises to the Lord. We'll continually bless our amazing God. Have a God-filled day, God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Don't forget to praise the Lord in Jesus' name. Love y'all. Bye-bye.